USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A former National Defense Secretary in the Trump administration says a second Trump presidency would be disastrous to national security.
So I suspect Trump will quickly move to end funding for Ukraine. And then at some point, he's also going to move to withdraw funding for NATO and maybe even pull out of NATO.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Mark Esper said he expects Trump would be unsuccessful in negotiating a deal between Russia and the Ukraine. The former president has said in July he would end the war in Ukraine in one day if he's elected. Esper added that Russian President Vladimir Putin is probably hoping for another Trump presidency. A senator whose name is mentioned as a potential third-party candidate in the 2024 presidential election says he'll make a decision by the end of the year.
I'm more concerned about the country right now. What you've seen, the theatrics that played out, is ridiculous.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin said most people don't want the election to come down to a repeat of Biden and Trump. Manchin says his history of bipartisanship would help bring both sides of the aisle together. More than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers are gearing up for what would be the biggest healthcare strike in U.S. history. Unions representing the workers notified the company more than a week ago that they could launch a three-day strike this coming Wednesday. Negotiations on pay, outsourcing, and staffing have stalled. Kaiser hospitals and clinics in California, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado, Virginia, and the Washington, D.C. area would be affected. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoing a bill Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom said the fund the state uses to pay unemployment benefits will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
The Department of Education is studying new ways to cancel student loans as payments begin this past weekend. Federal student loans have not accrued interest since March of 2020, but will begin doing so today. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is moving forward on a series of new initiatives announced since the Supreme Court struck down its $400 billion student debt transfer in June. In a significant development, Las Vegas police have arrested Dwayne Keith D. Davis in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keithy D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said Davis was arrested Friday morning. Shakur passed away 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. Tupac was involved in a fight with Davis outside a Mike Tyson fight, which eventually led Davis to allegedly get the gun that was used to kill Shakur at an intersection. The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. According to the updated form, individuals who earn over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. In response to a surge of grievances regarding ticket resellers inflating prices, notably for events like Taylor Swift's recent tour. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.